Welcome to the Single Parent Podcast. Whether you've been a single parent for a while now or have just started on your journey,
the Single Parent Podcast is a safe place for single parents to get some great information and resources, hear the stories of fellow single parents, and connect with a strong and supportive community.
We want to help you go from surviving to thriving. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Single Parent Podcast. And when I say welcome back, we have been on hiatus for a very, very time here. We've missed you all. We've missed each other. We haven't been podcasting at all with each other the last little while.
It's been a really hot minute. And I definitely have been missing it. And I was like, okay, we need to like get back into it and just embrace the fact that we both know we love to do this. It's just life has sort of got the best of both of us.
Yes.
And we've been so busy, not in a bad way, in a really, really good way. But now it's time. It is time now to jump back in.
It is time. We're back. So the time. Yes. We were talking about this, and I think we tried a few weeks ago to connect and it just didn't work. We're like, okay, well, it's not the right time. But it was, you know, I've missed it a lot, you know, and I still talk to people about the podcast and, you know, the topics we talk about and the people we talk to and all of that. And I think we finally made a decision this last week. I think it was after you were on a podcast episode, actually, and it kind of brought back some feelings of nostalgia.
It did. Just recording again, it felt really good to get back into it. And then I was like, oh, I miss Christina, and I really need to get back into our podcast.
Aww.
And I know this podcast to me, it means more than just a podcast. It's really something that I know is, it's a change. Like there's a change that's happening in the world and there's people that are benefiting from it. So I was like, we got to get in there. We got to get this done. So yeah, I think after that one recording I did with the other podcast, Mixed Motherhood Podcast is what it was called. And
yeah, I was going to say, tell us a little bit about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Mixed Motherhood Podcast. And they had asked me to come on because my kids are biracial. And I was like, sure, let's talk. And it was amazing. Like they had a really cool setup and the ladies were just, they were really good at what they do. And I had a lot of fun. Like we laughed a lot. And then I was like, yeah, okay. From there, I need to just get back on my own podcast. And I know that, I know you felt the same way.
Right?
So here we are.
I did. Yeah. And we wanted to give those ladies a shout out as well. So if you head on over, I believe they're on Spotify as well.
Yeah, they're on Instagram at Mixed Motherhood Pod, and you can find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But Danai and Cookie, they're two really lovely women. They're also raising biracial kids, and I have this understanding of what they're going through, especially with like my recent life changes too, and where I'm at with my kids. So yeah, just raising mixed kids is just a little bit different than raising all one race. Like it's just a little bit, it's more difficult, to be honest. It is. There's a lot of things you have to think about.
Yeah, I don't have that. Both my children are white and I'm white. So do you want to talk a little bit about how it's different? Because I know you mentioned it on the podcast and people can definitely go check that out. But we've touched on it a little bit before on our podcast. But just the extra challenges that you have to face that you've told me about just both break my heart and I'm just in more awe
right.
of you as a
so,
mom.
One of the reasons I went on that other podcast was because I knew I had a lot to say about raising my kids. And recently, for anyone that doesn't know, out of our listeners, I did move to BC. And one thing that I've noticed during the move from Edmonton to BC is it's not as diverse in the way of the people that are around us. And my kids really quickly noticed that they were one of very few Black kids. And that was a really hard transition to acknowledge. And I knew I had to. So it was a conversation between me and the kids about, yeah, you're not going to see as many of people like you. And that's okay. But here's some things that could happen and here's some tools I can give you in those cases of, unfortunately, racism that do happen, right? And my oldest has already experienced it out here, where people have called her some derogatory terms. And again, this is not just happening in BC. What? This happened in Edmonton too. But the difference is she really had a fallback of community there, right? Like of friends who were like her, who understood what she felt. Whereas here, like I said, it's really far and few between. So I think for me, it's really important to make sure that my kids have a voice and they understand who they are. And me as a mom, it was funny because on Mixed Motherhood podcast, we talked about what it was like to raise kids that are not the same color, quote unquote, as you. And what does that look like and how do you show up for them? And it was funny because something that I had said was, when I'm raising my kids, I do feel like as the mother and as a single mother, I've taken this onus that I have to teach my kids about their other culture. And not that I don't think that their dad should be a part of that, but as a mother, right, it just felt like it was my job. And it was funny because Cookie and Denai, they both were like, yes, 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 and more yes. They both fully understood what I was feeling, even though they're two beautiful Black women and I'm a right, white woman. And it was just like we understood each other in that moment of raising our kids and trying to make sure that they're still embracing all of their cultures, because they're not just one, they're two, right? So like trying to mix the different stuff in there. It's tough for sure, but it can also be a beautiful thing. But they were also talking too about code switching. I'm not sure if you ever heard that term, Christina. Have you ever heard of that? Like the way that you it's when you talk to like you're talking to someone and the way you talk can come out differently depending who your audience is. So for example, if like
Oh, I totally do that. I can acknowledge.
Right.
I even said that.
I'm not going to talk the same way with my friend as I do my boss, just because it's like a different vibe, right? Like,
sorry, I'm picturing that in my brain, and I'm thinking I don't know how well that would go over. Like,
it just it's different, right? You have to have some sort of professionalism. And we all know Christina has, this Christina has no filter. You have a bit of a filter. You know how to like navigate your way through, but I just say it like it is. So
mostly. Oh yeah, you just come in like a wrecking ball sometimes. And I love that
you
about you.
Put that song the podcast and then it'll just be like she was coming in like a wrecking ball.
Into the podcast.
You should just add that in.
I think we get into trouble with copyright, so I don't know if we'd be allowed to
really
do that. We might be censored on that, but that would have been really funny. Yes, that's like your theme song, I feel.
It definitely can be.
But I love that about you because, you know, like I love that about you because you, most of the time, you don't let what other people think affect you to the extent that I do. I'm very anxious about that kind of thing. I have very strong people-pleasing tendencies that I have been working on a lot over the last few years since my split. But they're still there. And there's still that tendency in me to smooth things over, make it okay, make it right, be the fluid one. And you have been an inspiration for me in breaking that cycle.
Well, let me interrupt you, though. I feel like I definitely take some of what you do and I take it. I'm like, okay, I need to be more like that because sometimes my wrecking ball tendencies, they can sometimes come across really abrupt and that's not my intention. But, you know, sometimes you got to be able to hold it back a little bit. But you do a great job at that. And I think you're quite an inspiration to me, too. And I just want you to know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because sometimes the anxiety gets the better of me. And I overthink things, right? And I think it's a detriment. So I actually really appreciate you saying that. See, I appreciate your not abruptness, but your transparent honesty in how you're feeling and saying what you're feeling. And we kind of joked last night about there was a situation I was in and you were asking if there was like a little Christina devil, Christina you, on my shoulder, just like kind of poking me forward, right? And sometimes, you're not like a devil per se, but there is that, hey, you know, strong woman, got to come out a little bit here. It's like, yes. And my chest kind of comes up and my head comes up. I'm like, yes, I will go and I will do this and I will be the strong woman that I yes. know that I am, right? You know, but in doing that, I actually admire you for that, because you've had to be very strong the last little while. And with your move out to BC, which was part of the reason for our long hiatus, was to give you some time to get used to life out there, because there's been some big changes.
Oh my goodness, so much change. So obviously changing career paths, moving a province away with two kids and a dog, and just like trying to figure things out. And before I left Alberta, I made sure I just sort of, I sold everything and I just sort of went with whatever fit in my car, which a lot of people would be like, you are insane. But I sort of waited till the last minute, and Christina's like, oh my gosh, how have you not done more already? I'm like, well, I was using the stuff. So like, so she came over and helped me during that time. And that was, I was so grateful. And you were one of those people that like came through and like did what you needed to do. I had a few friends that were really good for that. And I'm grateful, but yeah.
Well, of course, like you had a whole house to pack up, and I'm talking to her and I'm hearing, you know, she hasn't packed up the kitchen yet. And it got to like a week before you were leaving, or 2 weeks before you were leaving. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, good God, like there's a mm-hmm. lot to do. It's like, okay, let's roll up our sleeves and let's get going with this. And I think we cleared the kitchen in what, like a couple hours?
Oh yeah. And it worked. I mean, it all got done. And
yeah,
I mean, I'm grateful that I took the leap. I've been wanting to move home for so long. And let me tell you, you guys got some nasty weather out there, like minus something. What was it, 30? I don't know. Like something gross.
Yeah. And don't like rub
we
it did in. Get
we
rub
got one in. Day of snow, and I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, I hope it melts. And it's melting now.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be sunny all week, like 10 degrees. So I'm like, I can live my life out here. It's beautiful too, but not to rub it in too much.
Well, I actually came out to visit you. Oh no, rub it in. Seriously, rub it in. Rub it in. Absolutely. That was part of the reason I was very glad to come out to the island, actually. I went out there in the beginning of October, and we didn't get as long of a visit as we wanted, because unfortunately my son got sick, and what I thought was food poisoning turned into a 24-hour
yeah
thing.
I ran
to anyone
I was at the
sorry.
Airbnb. They had the nicest Airbnb. I was like, oh, I wish this was my house. Like, it was right on the ocean, beautiful spot. And then I was like,
yeah,
talking to your son. Yeah. And he was like, oh, like he did not want anything to do with anyone. So I was like, cool, he's like not feeling good. And then all of a sudden it was just like, and I seen you jump like I've never seen you jump before. Yeah. It was like mega mom mode. I need to clean it. And your like sister and mom were like amazing, and they were like right behind you and like cleaning, and I'm just sitting there like, ew, that's gross. Yeah. I need to get out of here, because I'm like, I don't do poop. I can do like dirty diapers, you name it, but throw up, like if I can smell it, I'll probably start to throw up. So I was like, I have to sit back and just like let them do what they need to do. And then I was like, I'm so sorry, Christina, it's time for me to exit the premises now, because I'm not trying to get sick.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
no, I totally understand that, because I thought it was a food poisoning thing, because it came on so suddenly. Mm-hmm. It was right after a meal, and I thought, okay, well. And then he threw up. Like, that's one thing with kids, when mm-hmm. they get sick, you just look at it and go, how did that all come from your body?
I don't understand. It's
like
gross.
It was just, and he felt really good, right? He felt fine afterwards. And I thought, okay, well, we're doing okay. And then we got on the airplane, and it was just like a volcano. And I just felt so bad for him, because that was... when I was still married, we went to Hawaii, but that was when he was one. So this was the first time he'd been on an airplane that he would be able to remember, right? And this poor kid is just so, you know, and then they get into that mindset where they throw up, and then they start apologizing. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm the worst. And I just thought, oh, buddy, no, you're not the worst. Don't worry about it. We'll deal with it. It's fine. But I know you were mentioning it was tough not to see him in his, you know, in his top form, where he's smiling and joking
well,
and laughing
just like,
and
when we were, you know, when the kids were playing soccer together and we were coaching them, like, I always seen him as a light. And, like, you could tell he was really not well that day. And I was like, that sucks so bad. I do have one thing that I'm grateful for, because at one point I was like, yeah, I'll watch him. You guys go down and, like, dip your feet in the water. Like, I do this all the time. So you enjoy yourselves. I'll watch him. And I was like, man, what if he puked at that moment? Mm-hmm. Like, I dodged a bullet. Yes. I was like, thank you. Freaking hell. Like, I was like, ew, what if he had puked when you guys were down there? I'm like, get back here now. Like, ew. I would have been like,
I would have expected that. Yeah. Yes. You come out on the deck and you yell down, puke.
Lots of puke. We need to handle this. I probably would have like run and got like a dishcloth or whatever, but it's an Airbnb. I don't know where everything is. I'd be like, where's the paper towel? Like, anyway, I'm just glad it didn't happen when you guys took a little stroll, because that would have been pretty sick. So I thank him for that. But I did miss seeing his spirit. But, you know, you guys will be out again, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. The kids are already talking about wanting to go back. And it was such a great trip. It was actually for my mom's 60th birthday. She turned 60
She looks
that
so
weekend,
good. So can I just say, if your mom's listening, like, for 60, she looks so good. Like, so, so good.
Yes. I hope I look as good as her when I get to be that age. And I mean, you've seen the two of us together. We look identical.
You guys are identical.
Very, very similar.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. So she's always joking about how she wants to be like me when she grows up. And I joke about how, no, I want to like look like her when I grow up. So,
aw, that's so cute.
But yeah, it was a really good weekend. And I wished we could have spent, you know, a little bit more time together. But the trip itself was good. Isaac perked up the next day and he was fine after that. And I was so grateful for that he, you know, was feeling better. And we got to go out and do some exploring, which was great. But man, that puke train. I got to say, about four-ish years ago, I actually started experiencing inflammation in my nose, and it's actually inhibited my ability to smell. So when he was vomiting, I couldn't smell it.
Well,
so that's how
a blessing,
I was like,
then.
Right? Right? So normally it brings me to my knees. I'm like, nope, not happening. But the minute that you can smell it, yeah, you just start going, bleh. And he's like, nope, right? I can't add to the mess that I'm trying to clean up here.
It's so gross.
Ugh. It's so gross. Yeah.
It's not my thing. Yeah. No, I'm a lot of good, you know, sightseeing while you were out here. You got to enjoy that. The kids loved it. So when are you moving out here? No, not a thing.
No. Vacation home. This is what we're talking about.
Vacation home. Ooh, I do like that.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll talk more about that after.
We're talking about that, you know, but I do want to come back out there. And I've seen photos of you, like, you get to be in the ocean all the time. And I'm so jealous because I love the ocean. I love just dipping my feet in and just smelling that, you know, that breeze come off, however muted it is in my nose. I get like two good whiffs of ocean air and then I can't really smell it anymore. So when we got to the beach and I got that whiff, I just like savored it. It was just so good. So yeah, you've had a lot of opportunity to explore and rediscover, because you actually were born there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born in BC. And I grew up on like a smaller island. I'm on like more of a main island now, but still, like, I went to school in this area and that kind of thing. So it's just been really neat to like see how it's evolved over the years. And it's really quite transformed into more of a city. Like, it's not as slow as it used to be. So there is still good conveniences that are around us now. But there's certain things I miss about Edmonton. Like, I used to be able to just like go to get a pedicure without making an appointment, and you just wait a couple minutes and you get in. Like, here you need to like book something in advance, like for anything, for any services. Like, you need like a week or two notice. And I'm like, that is so annoying, because I'm not a planner. You'd be fine at this, but I like am so spontaneous that I'm like, what do you mean I have to wait? Like, hire someone. Like, this sucks.
How
I'm not a
dare
Karen.
You.
I just said it internally, but I was like, oh, that sucks. But like, I guess I won't be
spontaneous
today.
I love how you clarified
today.
That. That you're not a Karen. I love how you clarified
I'm not a Karen. I could be a Karen. I think it'd be fun. Like, you know, just for a day. Like, we should do that. Record for a day of like being Karens.
I couldn't do it. I think I'd say one thing and I'd immediately apologize. I would not be able to do it. I suck.
You're so Canadian.
And you know, years of learned behavior of, you know, apologizing for being me and who I am. Just
right.
Mm-hmm. But no, like I'm so excited for you that you are, that you're back there. Because even just in talking to you, you do seem more at peace with where you are. And I've noticed a change in you, and it's a good one. Like I can tell your soul and your heart are just being filled in a way that they were not being filled here.
Right. And no, you're absolutely right. I feel like being out here, it's... there's a sense of community that's just, it's different than what I would ever have received in Edmonton. But I, like I said, there's people in Edmonton, like I met some of my greatest people there and I miss them all the time. Like I talk to everybody still, like it's not like I'm just disappearing. But there is a sense of peace that comes with living out here and being so in nature. Like there's been weekends where I'm like, I feel like I'm just gonna go explore, and like I go on a road trip. One morning I woke up at like 5 a.m my kids were in bed. I was like, they're not gonna wake up till like 11 or 12, and I drove to Tofino because I was like, I've never been to Tofino, like I need to go check it out. And I brought my journal and I just sat at the beach at like, I got there at 8:30 in the morning and I just like wrote, and it was amazing because it was quiet and it's just so beautiful. You know what Tofino looks like, but it's just, it's so cool to be able to just like pack up your car for the day. And like, literally there's so many amazing hidden gems out here. Whereas like, I couldn't really do that in Edmonton. It's like, I'm going to go take a leap or like a loop around the Henday. Like that's just not a vibe for me. It's really not. And I did do that. I remember once I did the loop like 3 times just to drive because I love driving. But it wasn't exciting because it's just like a loop, right? Whereas here it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the ocean. Oh, I'm going to go into this big forest and the trees are like super mature and like you feel at peace, one with the earth. It's like an amazing feeling.
I had to laugh because I'm like, we do more things for fun here than just driving Anthony Henday around
the city. I mean, if anyone hasn't done the loop around Anthony Henday just for the hell of it, who, you're not an Edmontonian. Like, I'm just going to throw it out there. And it was funny because, like, I've always been an Oilers fan. Like, I like watching my hockey or whatever. I didn't for a while. And then I was like, I need to get back into it. And I came out here and, like, the Oilers were playing. And my friend's like, you can't be an Oilers fan. I'm like, they're better than the Canucks. And she's like, shut it. And I'm like, but honestly, I was like, they're doing better. Like, I can't lie. And then she's like, you live here now. You are one of us. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, I'll slowly transfer. But the Oilers, they're a good team. But I actually enjoy it. I don't know. It's just, it's funny how people get so butthurt when like Edmonton is winning out here. And I was like, yeah.
Good for you. No, I strongly encourage this. And not just because I'm an Edmonton fan myself, but I feel like, you know, if you move hometowns, you are not obligated to switch your allegiance at all. Not at all. If you still, you have to be prepared for the teasing that backlash comes with that.
Oh, yeah.
But you are perfectly within your right to continue cheering for the Oilers, in my humble opinion.
Okay. I mean, that makes me feel a little better. I don't think anyone's going to agree with me out here on that. But yeah, we're just going to go with the flow.
I feel
maybe
like
I'll
it's
transfer my opinion.
Yeah. No. I say no. No transferring your opinion. Them's the rules when it comes to being a sports fan.
Right? You just like what you like.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So funny.
And I'm totally saying that because it's Edmonton.
Right? And, you know, I think some things, too, like I'm going to go on a little limb and jump ship on this topic because I'm over talking about hockey now. But things have been different for you, too. Like, work-wise, you've had some changes in your career. Like, you've made some really big changes. Is that something you want to talk about? Because I was like, that's so exciting. Yeah. And I love it. Like, tell everybody.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. It's so I've been expanding on my career and my scope of what I do. So by trade, I'm a videographer. So I film and edit many different kinds of projects. And this past year, I got the opportunity to work on a documentary, which was something I'd never done before. And it was I co-produced it with a mentor of mine, which was a super cool experience. And I actually appear in the documentary too. So I helped film it, edit it. I appeared in it, helped plan it, budget it, all of that. It was an amazing learning experience.
So fun.
So cool. So cool. So it's about, it's called Alberta's Hydrogen Economy. And it's about hydrogen as a fuel of the future and how Alberta is very well positioned with that, which will help diversify our energy sector. So I learned so much about this topic, and I actually got the chance to go to Vancouver, drive a hydrogen powered vehicle. That was really cool.
Was it cool though? Like, what did it feel? Did it feel different?
Huh. Yeah, it was super quiet. Super quiet. And the only byproduct when you burn hydrogen is a little bit of heat and water. That's it. There's no harmful chemicals. There's no, you know, carbon dioxide or monoxide or anything like that coming out of the
tailpipe. I was thinking, like, what's the like carbon footprint that's going to happen from this? Like, is it a good thing then? It's good for the environment?
It is. There are some things with the cars, you know, like they do run on batteries. So some people have concerns about, you know, well, where do the batteries come from and where do the other parts of the cars come from? But in and of itself, hydrogen as a fuel is pretty great, actually, in learning about it. And companies are already, you know, manufacturing it and extracting it from the ground. So it's already being done, which was just really cool to me. So yeah, so getting into documentary work has been really cool to delve into a topic for, you know, a few months and get that going. And then the business side of things has really taken off. Working with business owners and larger organizations. And now that things are, you know, actually open, because last year we had, we're open, we're kind of not, we're open, we're kind of not. And it was flip-floppy. So this year being the first full year we've been open from COVID, it's just been taken off, and I'm getting opportunities and getting busy, which is great, but it doesn't leave a lot of time for the podcasting during the day anymore. So with you working, you know, that's also contributed to both of us being like, wow, we really need to set aside some time to do this.
Because we're both really busy during the week now. Like, it's just like go.
Exactly. So yeah. So in kind of making that shift, and also being, you know, an almost full-time single parent, you know.
Oh, that's nothing, Christina. Nothing. Like, being a single parent, that's easy, right?
You shut up. It's not easy at all.
Not at all. It freaking sucks sometimes. I'm just like, I'm fucking tired.
Well, because the week is filled with, you know, me trying to work and then managing the kids and then getting them to their dads when we need to. And, you know, there's a lot of driving that happens. And then they have activities. And my daughter's in junior high now. She's aged out of childcare. So there's nothing for her. I have to make extra arrangements for what to do with her after school, you know? So there's so many logistics flying around, and my brain just goes on overdrive sometimes. And it's just been, I've had to really make sure that I'm taking time for myself to slow down, to take a bit of a morning to, you know, do some reading, have a slower cup of coffee, you know, take some time for me, because I'm finding I'm losing track of stuff with the house. So the job and the kids are coming first, and then the house gets left. And I'm like, I can't do that because we need a clean place to live with dishes, you know, clean dishes and food in the fridge and all the rest of it, right? So it's just been, I honestly don't know how we do this sometimes. Like, I look back on the day and the stuff that I do in a week, and I just think, good God, like how do our heads not explode with everything that we have to do.
There's moments where I'm like, I don't know how I'm functioning right now, especially if you catch illness. Like this week, I got really sick, and like it just took me out. Like it took me out, and I was like, holy man, like everything is now behind. Like I'm behind on everything, and that sucks. Like here's the thing. Single parents don't have time to get sick, especially when you're working full time and like doing everything. You're like, I just need to feel good all the time. But the thing is, you said something about self-care in there. And I think for myself, I don't know if I was putting enough focus on my self-care over the last, I don't know, month. And I think that's why I got sick. I think I burnt myself out. I think I literally, like, maybe it was just a virus, but, like, maybe if I would have just, like, taken some time for me, maybe I would have been, like, a little bit better. You never know. But I think that can happen when we, like, just have too much going on. But it's, like, where do you find that time to, like, sit back and, like, do nothing? Like, I'm like, oh, it's really hard to, like, pinpoint that time to fit it in. And my kids are getting older, and it's a little easier now. Like, I feel like I'm like, okay, you know, go jump on the trampoline, do what you need to do. And I'll have a minute to myself. But sometimes you don't even think about that. You're like, oh, I'm going to do the dishes, or, oh, I should probably start dinner, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like, there's, it's interesting you say that, because even just as moms in general, when I was married, I would do this where my brain was just wired to think, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's coming up? What do I need to, you know, trying to sit down and thinking, you know, oh, I can't because I have all of these other things to do, and not prioritizing that. And it just, it's a little, I don't want to say it's worse now, because that's not really the right way to say it, but there isn't anybody to lean on, right? In your house, you have to deal with everything. Like you said, you have to deal with the job, you have to deal with the kids, you have to deal with the housework, you have to deal with all the errands that you need to do. Like, my daughter wants to find out, you know, let's check your skates. You know, we're coming up to winter, so let's check to see about skis and skates and all the rest of that. Do they fit? And then we got to set aside time to go and deal with them, right? So it just, it's all the extra stuff too, right? And then just when you think you can't handle anything else, you either get hit with a sickness, or you get hit with, like, an extra project with school, or you get, right? Like, it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming.
Right? Like a little tornado. Yeah. It's like, no, stop. Just, I need a day. I need a day. Yeah. Tap out. And then you're like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend to do nothing. But then you have so much to do on the weekend to, like, make sure you're ready for the week that you don't even feel like you really got a weekend. You know, like, it's just go. So I've been trying to do is Monday to Friday, like, after I'm done work, I like to hang out with my friends and the kids. So we all get together. So it just feels like an extension of the day. But then it's also quite exhausting, because you get to a point where you're like, oh, no, I still need to, like, do my laundry. But I mean, you just want to get it done.
Yeah. I am kidless this weekend, so even for me being kidless, I like to fit in time with friends, or, you know, just to sit and do nothing. Although I feel like I kind of screwed myself over today by doing that, because I have some things, you know, to do this evening, and I'm like, I have no time to do anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost, and I don't know if you feel this too, but sometimes I feel like I feel guilty for taking that time, because when I do, generally, it crashes into other stuff that needs to happen, right? And I never feel like I can actually enjoy that time of sitting, because I know I'm going to have to, like, book it later on to deal with everything. But then what do? Do you just work through and spend the time to make sure you're prepped for stuff? Or do you stop and take that time knowing that you're going to have to bust your ass later on? Like, I don't know which.
So those days that I want to do nothing, I usually order Instacart, because I don't want to do the grocery shopping. And honestly, it saves you that time of having to go out and do it. And as much as, you end up paying a bit more, but the convenience of, like, getting that extra hour back sometimes is everything. Mm-hmm. Because especially sometimes there's birthday parties on the weekend, or, oh, a play date needs to happen. Oh, a sleepover, this, that, the third. And I'm like, okay, I have no time for anything. But yeah. Oh, man. It'll get easier, they say. It'll get easier.
No, it won't.
I mean, yeah, when you become an empty nester, it'll get easier. You guys, so until then, Instacart, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash. I only have Skip the Dishes and Instacart. I don't have, like, DoorDash or any of that out here, which is wild. Yeah.
So do you find it easier or more difficult then with, like, amenities and services? Because where you are, you're mm-hmm. not in a like urban area per se.
Yeah, it's quieter. So sometimes I just grab my dinner after work, like, well, and then I'll cook whatever I bring home, or I go to a friend's house and she cooks for me and my kids, and I don't say no because like she was home and I was like, oh, what's for dinner? And I call her my wife. And even though she's married, I don't think her husband likes it that much. But I'm like, at the end of the day, like, we are best friends. So,
yes,
she, you know, hooks me up sometimes, which honestly, that's amazing. If someone else makes dinner, I'm like, OK, yeah. I'll clean, like, I'll do the dishes. Mm-hmm. And it's like that communal living that I'm like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I never want to leave this house. But yeah, mm-hmm. I just sort of go with the flow. Or sometimes we don't always have like dinner stuff. Like, I'll just be like, oh, let's just have like grilled cheese and soup. Mm-hmm. And I've been on a soup kick lately. I love all mm-hmm. the soup, like every kind. Or we use the crock pot and mm-hmm. I come home on my lunch and I can turn it on, which is quite helpful too mm-hmm. for saving time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I'm finding I have to do that more, especially since work has picked up, and I'm sure you felt it too. You know, when it comes to doing supper and stuff, I have to be a little more prepared, or at least have an idea of what we're going to do, or some ready meals or something in the fridge. Because otherwise it just, you get screwed over with that, right? And then like you do go to skip the dishes or like ordering in, which isn't, you know, great for the budget, but sometimes you have to. But I try not to all the time because it can add up, right? So then you're trying to manage your finances and manage your energy and all the things.
Meal planning is a thing too, but who's got time for that? Who's got time to plan? I just go with the flow every day. I'm like, what do you guys want for dinner? I don't know. I swear, I seen this like video online and like someone was like, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. So she started cooking I don't know papers and like served her husband. I don't know. And I'm like, I thought that was sort of clever. I mean, my kids, I don't know how many times I've asked, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. I'm like, just tell me what you want and I'll make it. Or they will say it sometimes and it's like the most intense meal. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
You want that? That's going to take me like 3 hours.
See, I've gotten to a point where when I ask my kids if they don't know and I'm not really sure, I just say, okay, it's fend for yourself night. Shoo, go get your own dinner, and we all just get our own dinners. It actually works really well because then they get something that they want. I do something that I want, as long as like you respect mm-hmm. each other's space in the kitchen for who needs to use the stove and all the rest of that. But I actually mm-hmm. find that's worked really well for me and my kids because they are able to use the stove.
Yeah, just eat whatever you want. Yeah, eat whatever you want. As long as it's like
within
somewhat
reason.
There's limitations to that. Or they'd pick like a chocolate bar and call it a night.
We're not like grabbing the ice cream. Yes, we're not grabbing the ice cream. This is like dinner and then you can have some dessert afterwards. So
the first night I got really sick, my oldest, she cooked for me. She made me like chicken wings and everything. She's a good cook. Mm-hmm. Like being mm-hmm. 13, I'm like, I'm here for that, like 100%.
Yeah, I know with the meal stuff, it is, you know, it is challenging sometimes to balance the two, but I'm really glad that we got a chance to reconnect here and to reconnect with you, our audience and our listeners. We've missed each other, but we've also missed you, and we've missed our community with this. I know when Christina posted that we were going to be producing episodes again, we got a very resounding yes.
Yeah, there was a good amount of yes there that people wanted us to come back.
Yeah. Yes, which felt really good. You know, it's nice to be missed, and it's nice to know that, you know, whatever our audience size is, that we are having an impact, a positive impact for people, right? And for single mm-hmm. parents, both moms and dads, where they can find some community and some solidarity. So if you are a single parent or you know of a single parent, please do share this podcast. We really want to spread the word that you're not alone. You don't have to go through this alone, whether you're, like I said, a mom or a dad. Doesn't matter. We welcome all single parents here in this little community of ours. And I know I speak for myself and Christina that, you know, we see all of you and we support all of you. And we're very, very glad to be back to bring you more stories, bring you more resources, and bring you
more laughs
of us.
Oh, I like the us. Yeah, the us.
The us. Yes, the us. So once again, share the podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on a couple of other platforms. Don't forget to check us out on social media. If you have a story you'd like to share, if you are a single parent or you know a single parent who maybe could use a bit of extra support or would be willing to share their story, let us know.
Or if it's wild, let us know. Oh. We want the wild.
Christina's here for all the drama.
I want wild stories. I do. I want the tea. Like, give me a really spicy story. Like, I need a spicy story. Anyone with a really spicy, like, breakup story, like, I'm here for it. Not that I like, feel like that's a good thing, but, I mean, I was there. Like, we've all been there. That's why we're single parents. So it's like, I want some spice. Give me the spice.
He does want some spice.
That sounds really bad.
That's okay. Bring Christina the tea. Bring Christina the tea. But yes, we appreciate you all so much. And we're so, so glad to be making episodes again and reconnecting with you. So don't forget to check us out on our social media platforms. Check us out on our podcast platforms. Give us a follow. You know, rate the show. I'm told that that is really good for, you know, rankings and things like that. So do feel free to leave a comment about the podcast. We love your feedback. We want to hear it because this podcast is for you guys. And we want to make sure that we're bringing you the content that you need and that you want. So we're so glad to be back with you guys. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
You can find more great episodes featuring helpful information and amazing stories by searching Single Parent Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or visit www.lifesongfilms.com and click podcast.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, we're all in this together.